Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Josh Allen back on the Sports Medicine broadcast, the Sports Medicine Update. I'm here with Jamie Chauvin, and Jamie is currently an athletic trainer with Memorial Hermann, and her current role is return to play coordinator. So, Jamie, can you tell people what your actual job duties entail as an athletic trainer?
So, the program that I run called the Return to Play Program is a cash-based program for people that have run out of insurance or have exhausted their insurance benefits, or people that have been discharged from physical therapy maybe after 5 or 6 months but are not ready to play their chosen sport or activity. Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of take that in the transition from rehabilitative or corrective exercises, and then you transition them into return to play. Essentially, that's the reason why it's okay. And prior to this role, tell everybody on the radio what you did before.
I was at Texas Children's Hospital as a physician extender for about a year.
Okay. And then before that?
Before that, I was at NASA Johnson Space Center the majority of my career as an astronaut strength conditioning rehabilitation specialist.
And so part of your talk was you talked about some really interesting things. You talked about our current Texas state law and the verbiage in that. And kind of where, and I really liked it because where athletic training is and where it's kind of, you know, where it's going. And so tell people that are listening, how does somebody who's interested and not necessarily, I don't want to say it's a traditional setting, but what's your advice to somebody that doesn't necessarily want to practice in the athletic setting, but still wants to work with an active population, kind of, you know, do what you're doing?
So, I mean, my advice would be don't be afraid to try new things, because majority of my career has been trying new things, whereas someone said, hey, there's this position open, they've never done this before, but they're thinking about hiring an athletic trainer, and I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna try it. Mm-hmm. So I think don't be afraid to try something new, and also if you have an interest in something, learn about it. Learn about, if you have an interest in fire safety, learn about fire safety, kind of get up to speed on it, and don't be afraid to do a consulting role. Because I think a lot of people that got into athletic training in the different settings started out in a consulting role. Like they would come in and talk to some people, maybe do a couple talks, or maybe, you know, come in and train one or two people. And if there's something that you're really passionate about, people are going to pick up on that. They're going to know, they're going to find out what an athletic trainer does, and they're going to utilize those skills.
So can you talk about briefly just about, you know, a day in the life of Jamie Chauvin in your current role at Memorial Hermann?
So currently I will come in usually around 7 or 8 in the morning, see clients that are here there for return to play. I also have some strength and conditioning clients. I help out with employee fitness, which is in the wee hours of the morning. And then I will go on, you know, possibly do some paperwork. Then I have more clients in the afternoon, and usually I'll go till about 7 p.m.
So your day starts what time?
Around 8.
8 in the morning, yes. You go to about 7.
Correct.
So kind of
not
that,
every day, but
right,
most days.
Most days. So kind of that myth of I want to get out of that athletic setting because I don't want to put in 10 to 12 hours a day. That doesn't really exist, does it?
I don't think it does. However, I don't do weekends very often. So if you want to think about it that way, I think when I was at NASA, I did easily 10-hour days. However, I didn't usually do the weekends unless there was a launch or a landing or something really special. Here, I don't do weekends unless there's like Ironman's going on or some kind of special event. And usually my Fridays are very short.
Okay. And so tell us, you're also CSCS certified, correct? So tell at least the audience the benefit of how that has helped you. You know, one of the courses that we infuse in our program is the strength conditioning. So tell people that are listening, you know, why is that duly credentialed athletic trainers, you know, as far as athletic training, strength conditioning so important?
I think they go hand in hand, and you can also, you can serve two roles, and that's always attractive when you're hiring an athletic trainer. I think having an athletic training background makes you a better strength and conditioning coach because you know what injuries to look for, you know how to correct for them. And not to say that other strength coaches don't. I'm just saying that it really helps you. And one of the things on the, if you're looking at an emerging setting on that NATA website, it has under the emerging settings skills required for some of these emerging settings, fire safety, like your police department. What do you need for that? What do you need? Do you need some additional skills? And so I encourage people to look at that. I was also a licensed massage therapist, and that was a required skill that I needed for NASA. Mm-hmm. So just having some additional skills that go along with athletic training is going to help you get into those emerging settings. Like I said, that list on the website is a pretty good list.
It's a really good list to help people who are interested in these types of settings. Okay, very good. One last question for you, because I know you're on a shortened timeline here. Tell us a little bit about, you know, we know what it is that you do at Memorial Hermann, but tell us some of the injuries that you deal with.
A lot of ACLs.
And what about the age ranges?
I have junior high, older adult. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got, you know, the older adult who tore their ACL skiing. I have one person that was interested in my program who is an actual knee replacement. Mm-hmm. But she was a very active individual prior to getting this knee one. Mm-hmm. And so I think I have, like, you know, all the way down to junior high kids. And then, you know, your typical high school athlete, some of your high school athletes that are going into college and get college scholarships. Mm-hmm. And then I've got your older adult that just played recreational soccer.
So are you also on the preventative side? Like, do they have to be injured to come see you?
And that would be more of my strength and conditioning, you know, client. But mm-hmm. We do outreach as a clinic. We've done some outreach to go to, for example, I would mention in my talk, we did Springwoods High School, where we went and talked to the women's basketball team mm-hmm. about jumping. I mean, just that one thing was probably all that we could focus on for the 3 hours. But so I see also a lot of fracture, which I did not anticipate. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of fractures, people coming back from fractures.
So all these athletic trainers that are going into these settings that are outside of athletics, you still need to know all your athletic training skills, but they
Correct.
Need to be combined with other
Correct.
Types of certifications, more continuing, you know, education.
Exactly. Stop.
Yeah. As John Wooden said, you know, it's what you know it all. It's what you learn after you know it all that counts.
Correct.
All right. So
Correct.
If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, right, they've got questions or thinking, okay, I'm going through AT school, but I'm not quite sure that I want to be with a football team or in this environment, that
sure.
environment. I want to do a Jamie did. How do they get in touch with you?
Email would be great.
What's that email?
Email is capital S-U-S-A-N dot capital C-H-A-U-V-I-N at Memorial Hermann with two N's dot org.
So you go by Jamie, but you're...
But
your email says Susan. Okay. So I know you got to run, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and for Jeremy Jackson and the Sports Medicine Broadcast, this is Dr. Josh Yellen, University of Houston, Master of Athletic Training Program.
And that's a wrap.